October 27th, Saturday. The event and all the cookers usually get there somewhere between 9 and 10 and start perfecting their chicken cooking and so forth. The takeout is 2 to 4. It's takeout only. The judging takes place at 1. I'm kind of jumping around here a little bit, but anyways, there are tickets available at the Legion. I believe they're, Don and Jen have tickets. I have tickets. You have tickets. And I believe there's tickets at Harrington's in Millerton. And you can stop by at Donnie's office, which is next to More and More Printing. Or you can call 845-233-0928. That's Donnie's number. Also, if you'd like to get in and compete, you can call Don as well, 845-233-0928. And that's this Saturday, October 27th. Right. The American Legion Post 178.
Right, and it's takeout only, and you're hoping to sell 150 halves.
Correct.
And it's we keep it at $10. I was so happy that you did that because through the generosity of the Ankrum Fire Company and the Hillsdale Market, they donate whatever chicken we need. Some teams bring their own chicken, and you're welcome to do that. You just need to let Donnie know when you sign up to cook. But through their generosity, we're able to keep it at $10 so folks can afford it because Billy and Colleen are still going to keep the same theory that Chris and I had to feed people locally and buy our product locally. And try to keep it our fundraising affordable so that everybody can enjoy it, no matter what your income level is. So for $10, the menu is going to be what, Billy? I forgot what you told me.
So we're going to have a pasta salad, beans, a roll, and a brownie, and a half a chicken for $10. It's the best deal in town.
No, absolutely it is, and. If you want to have some fun in it.
Thank the Ankrum Fire Company and the Hillsdale Market for the donation of the chicken and all of the people that are bringing their own chicken, which goes up for sale. So thank any of the teams that bring their chicken as well. It works.
Absolutely. And how about the, once again, American Legion Post 178 is letting us use their facility.
God bless them. Thank you very much. It would be tough to put that event on just anywhere.
You couldn't put it on anywhere. You need to have the facility they have. You need the pit.
Absolutely.
You need the parking. And they're very gracious to us.
One question, Bill. How many halves of chicken is each team expected to cook?
At this point in time, I believe 20, but it varies depending on how much chicken is brought by the teams. We're requesting 20 pieces. 20 halves, and then whatever we have to divvy up amongst those that don't bring their chicken, it really depends on how many teams there are. So, you know, there may be some teams that are cooking a little less and some a little more.
Okay. So next time Larry Conklin asks you that question, how many halves are they cooking? Tell them all 150. Because they always buy their chicken. All right, Bill, and then the chicken will all be donated by Larry Cox.
Well, it's good if you have 200 halves and you cook 200 and sell them.
Oh,
that's
absolutely.
That much more.
No, it's it really is a good fundraiser for us, though, Billy. And, you know, it's fun. You're going to have some judges, right?
Yeah, we have three judges. I can't name them at the moment, but we do have three judges. And they'll be, you know, critiquing the chicken. And figuring out whose chicken is the best and picking the winners.
So,
there will be some trophies as well for the top four places. And a lot of bragging rights for the winners, obviously. And a lot of bantering goes on amongst all the groups, and a lot of fun is to be had.
Right, and you can come and watch all that bantering.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what makes it fun.
If I was just a spectator to stop by, I would come by. I would go by there around 11 o'clock, and you catch the full action.
Yeah, you catch the aroma. And then you get Ankrum and some of the other teams that bring in munchy food, and they put on a grill like the gizzards and stuff like that, and all the different things. That's what makes the whole thing fun.
Some people put on sausage and venison, and
some teams wear grass skirts.
Yeah.
I just got a message that the chickens have been ordered. So that's in the works. We're going forward.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. We want to thank Chuck and at the Hillsdale Market, and he's going to have his hands full because I'm sure that's where they're getting their chicken for the Millerhurst benefit on November 11th, which is the following week. So you've got a lot of opportunity to help a lot of folks that may be in need, whether it be the Millerhurst Farm over there in Ankrum that lost everything, or Sunny in a Country Food Drive, which supplies food to Hillsdale, Copaic, Ankrum, Ankrumdale, all in that Columbia County area. So good chicken coming up in the next few weeks for sure.
All the chickens in the area should be aware.
Yeah, I think you might be right. So once again, phone numbers and who has tickets.
Okay, Don Majek's number 845-233-0928. There are tickets at the Legion, Post 178 Millerton, next door to More and More Printing. I believe Harrington's in Millerton. I have tickets. The Majeks have tickets. But if you call 845-233-0928, you can purchase the tickets right there, then and there.
Okay. And you're saying that the Rounders are in once again?
The Rounders are in, and they will be on the pit.
Oh, they already got you. Okay.
All right, the Rounders are in, and you know what? They've always – that's one team that has always donated their chicken also.
Yeah, and they've said they would, and so – they're all set and ready to go.
All right,
wow. Willie. What a bonus.